Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
To another episode of Broad Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, baby. Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. You're back in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I'm here in person with the boys.
Oh my god, I'm so jealous. I'm here in a big t-shirt with some milk and Oreos at the bottom of the cup that I'm going to enjoy. You know the best part of a milk and Oreos?
What?
The crumbled up Oreo at the bottom of the milk that you drink.
It almost looks like you dropped a full Oreo in that cup. Is that what happened?
I do it on purpose every time.
Oh, that's interesting.
I drop one Oreo and forget at the bottom, and I let it disintegrate like a sunken ship that no one ever remembers or cares about. And then I drink it at the end, and it comes at chunks flying at my face. It's really a war. I should get benefits for what I have to go through when I eat an Oreo.
That's a really interesting tactic because I do kind of the opposite. Like any cookie that I'm dipping in milk, and don't get me wrong, I love milk. Everybody who listens to the show knows how much I love milk. But I'll dip a cookie just for a moment. There's like that sweet spot of like 0.75 to 1.25 seconds of cookie dip that just absorbs the perfect amount of moisture so that you could still pull it out and not risk the cookie breaking in half because it's too moist. And you just take bites of that and it just melts in your mouth. And that's,
you know, what level I go? The level of dunk I go in a cookie is I put it in and I pull it out as it's, imagine if you moved into public housing, the way the balcony would lean. That's what my cookie's doing as I'm lifting it out. It would be like this. It's like this is the cookie regularly, and when I'm pulling it out of the milk, it's so soggy, it's like going like this, like it's about to break, and I have to like sort of like pull it and like real fast.
I get that. That sounds delicious, but my anxiety can't handle that kind of dunk.
It's messy. It's not for the weak. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't want to be nervous every time I'm pulling the cookie out of the milk that I'm like about to make a total mess. I just, my heart can't take it, you know.
Yeah, luckily for me, I love being a little nervy.
Yeah, you live life on the edge.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just chilling, dude. Been getting a lot of that vitamin D.
That's really nice. As I mentioned before the show started, I'm like a little like weirdly jealous that you've taken a lover and I haven't approved of him, met him once.
Whoa. I didn't mean that vitamin D. You're exposing way too much about me right now. Oh. The sunshine, bro.
We could cut that out.
Oh, fuck. And now it's too funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. But literal vitamin D from the sun. I'm so sorry.
For thinking it wasn't the sun.
Honestly, I feel like saying...
you know what? Honestly, we were talking about this right before the show privately. You have taken in a lava.
Dude, saying vitamin D when you mean sex sounds like kind of like a way, like a classy way of speaking. Like, I've gotten some vitamin D this week.
Right.
I don't think it's that slutty.
What you thought I meant. This chair won't stop spinning and then it rubs against this dresser. Look, it's spinning by itself. And then watch, it'll rub against this dresser and just squeal just enough to annoy me.
I want to hear it squeal. Oh, there she is. Your chair squeals like a little piggy.
It is. Oh, someone should Venmo us.
Venmo me.
Venmo me, bitch.
Someone should Venmo us.
Let's just get started. I have a new career.
Oh yeah, congratulations!
I'm gonna be a professional surfer. I went surfing today. The waves were fucking huge. Like, you have you ever seen those videos where they have to pull you in on a jet ski?
No.
Because the wave is so big, they have to pull you in on a jet ski.
Like, pull
you've never
you,
seen that?
Pull you in, pull you out, you mean? Pull you out to the water?
They have to push you into the wave on a jet ski because it's so big you couldn't possibly paddle out fast enough to get onto it.
How long have you been surfing for?
Well, I used to surf a lot in high school. Like, I surfed probably, like, 3 years in high school, and that was it. But I surfed, like, every single day those 3 years. And then I surfed a lot when I was a kid. And then a couple of times in LA. And then yesterday and today were the first times I've tried to surf in, like, years.
And it went well? Years.
Yes, I sent Bobby a video.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to see.
You're going to see how big my waves were.
Honestly. Oh, my gosh. Kim, it just went from like a hypothetical idea that you've been surfing to like a proud mother moment that I'm going to get to see my baby surf.
I want you to know that the wave is so little in the way that I was terrified.
But
do you see me?
Yeah.
Do you see me in this?
Baby girl, I see you and I see a frozen image of you about to be surfing. And
do you see the giant wave?
Yeah, you know how Maddie's mom reacts in Dance Moms when Maddie's on stage? Because, like, I'm feeling a little bit of that right now. I'm like, Kim's about to go up, and I just know she's going to crush it.
Thank you.
And
just going to see what I do as a career.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I do now. And look, the crow. That crow, literally, can I tell you something about that crow? We'll watch the video again because obviously I want to. Can you go right before? Yeah, when it has a nice curve in it, Bobby. Pause there. Give me the curve and the wave right there. Look at that. Look at that. Look
Is
at that,
that where
beauty.
You're standing up?
That's where I should be standing up.
Okay.
but I'm a little rusty. And you know what? Keep in mind, I fractured my leg a month and a half ago, so it's not that easy to stand up.
Yeah, no, of course. This is amazing. I couldn't be more proud. I honestly think you could go professional.
Thank you. And you see that damn crow?
Yeah, I do.
Can I tell you where he was on his way in this video? On the way to my damn banana. Shortly after, I swear to God, I can't believe I caught him on camera, that bastard. He shortly after pecked into my banana and my beef jerky, my only beach snacks.
Beef jerky is such a great beach snack. Wow.
Mm-hmm, and a banana. And I had a Slurpee, a beef jerky, and a banana.
Yeah, I'm impressed by that beach snack. I feel like beef jerky is like so nice and dry that there's such minimal risk of getting sand on it. And if you do get sand on it, you could like shake it out, brush it off, you know?
Yep. I got crow's beak on it.
Disgusting. I fully support you surfing. Are you giving up fighting for surfing? Is that what's happening now?
No, there's room for both my loves in my life.
So. Okay. I like that you're just becoming like an athlete now.
Yeah, I'm athletic, basically. I just spent 30 minutes digging out mushy Oreos out of a cup with my fingers. But yeah.
You could have used a spoon, I feel.
I could have, but it's more work for your forearms this way.
Oh, yeah, you want to build up those muscles.
For when I surf again.
I feel like your finger dipping muscles for getting something out of a cup is similar to your like fingering muscles, right? Like I feel like similar to paddling and also your like masturbation muscles.
You could go from a paddle straight to a finger watch.
Is there such thing as like
Did you see it or no?
I did. Show me again. I'm sorry. I'm trying to picture it. Show me. One more time.
That was a lesbian surfboard. If I've ever seen it, and I tried to show you how to lesbian surf, and you didn't even care.
Show me. I want to see.
So you're paddling, right? You're paddling.
I'm paddling.
Finger.
Oh, I like that move. You do like a figure eight. You do a figure eight right into the pussy.
You picked it up.
I see it. Are there are there finger exercises that people do? Anybody working out their fingers? Do bodybuilders who get obsessed with making every muscle look good, are they like, are they thinking about the fingers?
I bet their fingers naturally have big muscles from curling them over the things.
Something disgusting about muscular fingers, the thought of it, you know?
Absolutely.
I think some martial arts work their fingers, like judo or anything with a gi.
Okay. Anything with a gi, you work your fingers. Interesting.
Just getting a stronger grip. And rock climbers, too, I think, strengthen their fingers.
Rock climbers.
Ah,
sure.
Kim, I feel like that's going to be your next thing, rock climbing.
I do like to rock climb.
Me, too. I remember... I don't remember who it was, but somebody in my elementary school had a couple birthdays in a row at a dope rock climbing spot and had like the whole class to it. That's the best birthday party. I'm going to say that right here, right now. That is the absolute best birthday party.
It is. That's a fun birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
One time I had a birthday party and the coolest part was my mom got me a cake and it was completely white. There was nothing on it, and she brought out this cake. There was literally nothing on it. It was just a white cake, and everybody was like, this is weird.
This is sad.
And then she started bringing out a bunch of different, like, you know, the plastic ketchup bottles that you can squeeze?
Mm-hmm.
Classic picnic table ketchup and mustard. A bunch of those, and they had icing in them, and everybody got to help me decorate my cake.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, everybody was, like, drawing stuff on it. And then we all cut it.
I love that.
And that's how COVID started.
Then you blew on the cake. Everyone ate some.
Right. You got a little creative, didn't you, recently?
I did. On the 4th of July, I had Becky and her husband over to my house. And we tie-dyed. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited. I was so excited for this. And I can't even tell you what an absolute endeavor tie-dyeing is. It took like 7 hours. First, we like soaked our materials in like this witch's brew that was going to like help it hold the dye better. Then you have to like fold it up all perfectly. And I was getting really obsessive about the folds and like psyching myself out and shit. And then you got to add the dye. And then we did this ice method where like you have to wait for the ice to melt and then flip it over and add the dye on the other side and wait for that ice to melt. Then you have to wait 24 hours before you take it apart. I swear to God, by the end of this process, I was like, I will never do this again. This is awful.
Mm-hmm. How'd it turn out?
Then I untied them. And honestly, I might quit my job at Gas Digital to become a full-time tie-dyer. I don't know what to say.
You could tie-dye the new surfer clothes I wear.
Oh, my God. You can
just tie-dye my new surf clothes.
My company will sponsor your surf competitions or whatever. It'll be amazing. Can we bring up my works of art with tie-dye? Apparently, being obsessive about the folds, like, makes a big difference. Kim, can you see that?
Whoa. Yeah, that's cool.
Doesn't it look like it would sell in retail? I'm sorry. Compliment me. I don't know what to say.
Cool. It's really cool. I gasped. When you pulled it up, I gasped.
I'm just speaking, like...
I don't want to say that word. Gasped.
I'm obsessed. And then can you show the other one? I made one for my mother, too.
Whoa. That looks like a vagina. I'm going to say it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I didn't see it, but now I do.
It's many vage. One I like.
It appears to be that time of the month,
They're cool, Alex.
I'm so happy with it that now I'm like, I'm kind of upset that I know I'm going to have to tie dye like 3 or 4 more times this summer and spend an entire day sweating in the sun doing the whole process.
You know, I've always wanted a friend to maybe tie dye me a pair of white sweatpants.
Oh my God. Have you?
It's always been a dream of mine.
I feel like I could pass that message along to a little birdie who might be able to help get that done.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's really cool. Look at us living our lives, getting new habits and hobbies.
Yeah, I feel like the pandemic has done that to me. I'm just like, like bored. I'm still post-pandemic bored. Like, even though I'm coming back to work and everything, my brain is like, let's find new things to do because, like, life's different right now. So it's good.
Well, Alex, I think we just got to jump right into it. Well, real quick before we jump back into it, because I do want to get into this breaking news. But before that, there is other breaking news that I just saw. Bobby, can you pull up the last news article I sent you about Mary Kay?
The cosmetics.
Alex, do you remember who Mary Kay Letourneau is?
No.
She's a lady that had sex with her student when he was 13. It was like the first case that came out of like teachers fucking students was her. Like one of the first ones of like hot teachers and students. Remember that whole thing? And then she got caught having sex with her student. She got fired. And then she went to jail. She came out of jail and then she married him. He was like 19 or something when she came out of jail. And then they like stayed married forever until she just died from cancer at like 58. And they have like kids and everything and a whole life and are like super in love.
How old was he when the very first time they consummated this relationship?
He was 13. And she...
13-year-old boys are gross. Oh my god, if you fuck 13-year-old boys, you're gross. They're like dirty. I feel like they smell weird. They don't have like a handle on their deodorant game yet.
No, they're so gross. Their armpit hairs look so soft. Like, honestly, baby hairs, they're so disgusting. Have you ever seen a 13-year-old's mustache? Their little tiny peach fuzz gross mustaches.
Yeah, like their mustache is made of like hair that's like my arm hair, just like almost invisible.
It's like Popeye hair.
Ugh.
You know that hair. But anyways, yeah, Mary Kay Letourneau died, and I can't believe you don't know her, because I was like, aw. And then I realized that what the whole situation was, and I was like, wait, I shouldn't feel bad. Anyways, moving on. I just had to say that happened, because that was a big deal, and I guess nobody really cares.
No, actually, now that you mention it, Bobby mentioned that to me last night, and I didn't really think about the situation so much, but I guess, like, yeah, she's probably, like, a rapist of sorts and whatnot, and but it seemed like they were in love. I don't know. I feel bad for him. I mean, right. Do you think he's fucked anybody else in his life if he started having sex with his wife when he was 12 or 13 or whatever?
No.
Yeah, so that's going to be, like, pretty hard to move on from, I feel. Like, I feel like there's definitely some trauma involved.
Right, like, now who's he going to fuck? Someone his own age?
Yeah, like, what?
All right. What's her name? I don't even know. This is, you know, the fucked up part is I want to talk about Epstein's girlfriend. Actually, this isn't fucked up. I was going to say, but I don't know her name still. Because who knows how to even pronounce that shit?
It's like, and when you're reading, like,
the fact that, like, women are so disrespected that this woman ran one of the best human trafficking rings. Really, she was the true leader of it. She was booking, recruiting. The casting agent's the one that sees the stars. I don't know what else to tell you. And we still just call her Epstein's girlfriend.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Her name is Ghislaine, I think. It's one of those names like in Harry Potter when you're a little kid and you're reading Hermione for the first time and you're like, Hermione?
Right.
I think that a lot of people look at this woman's name and they have the same feeling. They're like, Ghislaine?
You know, I am literally triggered when people bring up even Hermione's name, because my first boyfriend, that one of the first accounts, I don't even remember what a kind of account it was, but we had some sort of account together that had a password, and his dumbass made the password Hermione, which no one knew how to spell. So whatever it was, we just got locked out of, and I can't tell you. There are so many ways you could try and spell Hermione. It's actually impressive.
Yeah, no, I mean, we could spend the rest of the show.
It was never-ending spelling. It's not like a Sarah where there's like maybe six different options.
Yeah,
it
no,
was like
we could actually.
It could be it. You know that, you know in school when you learn the thing that it was like, It'd be like a 7 and an exclamation point, and it meant like 7 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
Yes, factorials,
Hermione,
I think
her name
called.
Does that. Factorials, yes. Hermione right? does that with letters in her name.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. We could actually spend the entire rest of the show spelling Hermione, but we won't.
Right. Anyways, Ghislaine or whatever this book. You she just, got arrested.
It's nice if you think of it as like jizz, like Ghislaine, like jizz, and then like you're leaning on like a wall.
And like the body type of the women she recruited.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And what the men she gave them to did to them.
Right. It's a stretch, a joke that we tried, but I threw it up, and instead of just letting me airball it, you tried to alley-oop. We both missed.
You know what? This is the clip. Frank, write it down.
Thanks for being my friend.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
I wish we could talk pedophilia in person.
Me too, dude. Because, I mean, do you think she's going to kill herself?
I mean, I think she can't kill herself, because it's like, it's going to look real bad if she dies
and then they have to say that she killed herself. Right. If I was her, I would kill myself just to confuse everyone. Just like, I would legitimately kill myself just so people would be like, was it the government? Epstein? Did they? Who did?
I mean, I would really love, I was talking to Bobby about this last night, I would really, really, really love for her to go to trial, not only because she obviously deserves it and because people like deserve to know what's going on and have more information, but also because I feel like I've been gypped out of like good trials in my life. Like, I haven't seen, I was very, very little when the OJ thing went down, and like, there hasn't been like a good national trial in a while. And like, I think she's going to make a great one, just glued to the television trial, you know?
Epstein thing is one of the bigger ones. Honestly, the only ones I remember growing up were OJ, Michael Jackson.
I remember like Scott Peterson, who killed his pregnant wife in like California. It was definitely national news, because it was, I don't know if it was California, but it definitely wasn't
New York. The lady that drowned. In the tub, her.
Andrea Yates.
Yes. And JonBenet Ramsey, of course.
She must have had a big tub, Andrea Yates. How do you drown 5 kids in one tub?
Right, bitch.
Like, I mean, you're living honestly, large with that tub. Like, you don't need to drown your kids. Just take a bath.
If all 5 of them could have just taken one giant gulp, they could have finished the water before they drowned.
Right? Yeah, like, there was hardly any water in that tub to fit all of them.
If they all went face down and went, at the same time, they could, if they did each 3 big gulps, you don't think they could have lowered that water level enough to make their mom look like a silly little goose?
I think they could have. Oh, gosh. We're going to hell, Kimberly.
But yeah, she was arrested, and that's great and cool. And Alex, I think that we talked about earlier that we both found that someone claims that they saw a picture of Ghislaine Maxwell in the background of JonBenet's. Please tell me. I'm sorry, Alex. I have to pause. Please tell me the pizza is done. I have 9 minutes to eat it.
Kim, is the pizza done?
It's almost like. No, the pizza's not fucking done, and I'm fasting, and I can only eat till 10. And for some reason, this pizza's been baking in an oven for goddamn near over an hour. It's a frozen. What do you mean, no?
I'm slightly upset.
I'm not saying I'm dating someone, but I need to take care of something real quick.
Go get your vitamin D, girl.
Hold on. The sun is saying something to me.
The idea. That Kim is prioritizing this fast and this pizza over the podcast right now. She's literally planning to just eat a slice of pizza on the show because her fast starts in 10 minutes. And
yeah, fuck you. You know how hard this is? I can't eat until 1 tomorrow. Well, and then by that time, I'm so sick that I only eat a couple times, and then 10 o'clock rolls around and then I'm cut off again. It's just goes so quick.
Why don't you shift the hours? You should shift the hours of your fast.
I can't. This is the only one that works.
Okay.
10 is already too early for me, and I cannot wait to 2 to start eating.
Okay. I could wait most days until like 5 p.m. to start eating, and then I'll just eat straight through the night.
There has to be some reason why you're so thin, and I want to find out what it is, and I want to take it. Like, I was like, maybe that's what she's doing.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second to talk about our new sponsor, Lucy.co. Our new sponsor, Lucy Nicotine, is a company founded by former smokers who are finally making tobacco alternatives that don't suck. It's 2020, time to get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your tins of dip, and go get some Lucy Nicotine gum or lozenges that actually taste great. I know that sounds surprising coming from me because I am a vapor, but I have to tell you that this stuff has actually been really helpful for me in situations where I can't vape. I'm not quite ready to quit yet, but I know that I am definitely going to turn to this product when I am ready. But the other day, for example, my great aunt and uncle celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary at the same church on the same day at the same time that they got married. It was so lovely indeed that I could not ruin it with the presence of my vape that I obviously can never put down. So even during the ceremony in church, I had a lozenge. Then a little while later at the party, I chewed a piece of gum and it was enough to carry me over and make me look like a good person at this party. And for that, I'm very grateful. So guys, just know that Lucy.co is the real deal. A subscription comes directly to your door each month, and it's really simple. They have delivery down pat.
All right, you guys, so go to Lucy.co and use the promo code BROAD, and you're going to get your first trial order of gum or lozenges at the lowest price they're allowed by law to charge you. The government has rules against giving away nicotine for free, so the team at Lucy is working with us at Gas Digital to get you your first trial order of gum for right around $1 and lozenges for $2. It's a great deal.
So again,
go to Lucy.co. Yeah. Go to Lucy.co, use promo code BROAD at checkout, and get rid of your old cigarettes and vape. Again, that's promo code BROAD, B-R-O-A-D. All right, let's get back into it.
Yeah, so anyway, but can we get back to, this is actually a crazy thing. I wanted to ask you, Bobby and I saw this photo last night, and our first reaction was like, well, let's find out if this is Photoshopped, because like this, it very much looks like Ghislaine. In the background of this.
Can we just say Epstein's girlfriend?
I just like saying like Ghislaine. I don't think it's correct.
I think it's Ghislaine.
Yeah, but like I'm not French. I don't speak French, honestly. You know?
Yeah.
And
okay.
She hasn't like earned the respect of like having her name pronounced properly.
So this is that's JonBenet Ramsey, and
so cute.
That is
rest her soul.
A woman behind her that looks a lot like Ghislaine Lynn.
So Bobby and I looked this up on Snopes last night to find out whether there's, you know, any chance of it being Photoshopped. And
right.
It turns out that it was featured in a documentary and that it's a real photo taken for sure. But the article also like greatly calls into question whether it's actually Ghislaine Maxwell. And I've seen a bunch of articles that are taking the tone of like, okay, guys, not every like slim woman with dark hair and like this type of nose is Ghislaine Maxwell. Let's all relax. And
right.
I don't know. It's like, it definitely looks like her. And Bobby, didn't you say that you also read that it's confirmed that she was in the USA at the time in 1996 at the time the photo was taken?
Yes, that's true. It's in 1996, her passport checks out that she was in the United States at the time.
Interesting, because I'm pretty sure didn't you also say, Kim, that she was also like in Portugal at the time of or was that Podesta?
No, they think that she was in Portugal at the time that Madeline McCann was missing.
So like that,
I think so. Or maybe it was Podesta. I don't, sorry, but
it was one of them, but it's just interesting how, like, in a lot of these scenarios, the travel records line up.
Why can't we find out where she went? 1996.
I mean, if you think about it, like, if I were operating a major pedophile ring, I would probably go straight to the beauty pageants, because it's honestly where the kids are, like, all dolled up and, like, taught to perform and listen to directions, and the parents don't really care because they are, like, not putting their kid in an actual art. They're putting them in a pageant. You know?
I feel like
it's a great hunting ground for sure. Especially for, like, a woman who, like, isn't going to draw a lot of attention walking into a place like that. It's not like, you know, like, if a weird middle-aged man is just there by himself, he'll draw a ton of attention. But if a woman is there, she just looks like she's somebody's aunt in the background. Like,
well, this woman has a, when she smiles, the woman next to the picture of JonBenet Ramsey, when she smiles, her right cheek has a slight dimple.
You could see the shape of her cheekbone.
Slight dimple. And it looks almost like a comma.
Yeah, the cheekbone looks really similar. It's like a very lifted, round cheekbone that it's like protrudes a little bit. Also, the shape of her nose.
The shape of the nose
is extremely similar. I mean, similar at best, if not the fucking same.
And under her eyes, she has a line under her eyes. And the eyebrows are very rounded. Are her eyebrows rounded?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like the choppiness of the hair.
Rounded. Let me see the hair. Go back up.
You can't see much hair, actually. Uh-huh. But
let's see. What else can we see? That the front was a little... Oh, let's look up what her hairstyle was like in 1996.
Cool. I like that. Yeah.
Did you see, I saw a thing where someone said that she, like, before they were caught up in all this stuff, that there was someone was introducing her, and they basically said, her title was like, they basically were like, this person basically owns the oceans.
Yuck.
And then they said her name. And they're like, if you buy parts of the ocean, you buy them from her.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know enough about all this, but, like, outside of the sex trafficking, like, where do people believe, what's the story of how she's made her money? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think there's a lot more to it than we are thinking. I think that they know they got caught up, so they're like, just say that we've been hooking up with hot 15-year-olds, because that's the easiest thing to say, when I think it's really... And I know that was gross of me to be like hot 15-year-olds, but that's what I think that they're trying to do, right? They're trying to make it look like, oh, they were girls in high school, like, but it's not bad. It wasn't like babies. But I think it was all a lot more than that.
Right. When the alternative of, like, we're hooking up with hot 15-year-olds looks better than the actual truth, like, you know, things are really, really, really wrong. You'd prefer people to think that you're hooking up with hot 15-year-olds, then what's really happening? Like, oh my God.
That actually, can I tell you, that looks a lot like the hairstyle in the picture, because the hairstyle in the picture, it, see the side of her head? Like, yeah, look on on this picture, how it, like, cuts, and then there's a space to where her bangs are really spaced out. Now look at the JonBenet one.
Yeah, it's, she doesn't, like, have that long.
Zoom in. It's like cut, and then there's like a space where the bangs would go. It's the same haircut.
Yeah, I mean, also... And
look at the sides. Look at the sides. They're the same length.
Also, like, it makes perfect sense that, like, a woman would be, like, at the head of all this. Right. Because a woman would be better at this, like, better, like, more trustworthy. Like, until I knew of this woman, I couldn't think of, like, a lady... I couldn't imagine myself not really trusting, like, my kids around a lady. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, in general.
So where was that picture taken?
That picture was taken in 1996. I have another picture of her. I mean, sorry, 1995. Another picture of her in 97 with the same
hairdo. Where was that?
Let's see.
Where was that? Where was JonBenet Ramsey in that picture?
This was in 95. This picture was taken in New York. Oh, the JonBenet one.
Yeah.
The one of JonBenet, where was she?
Probably,
I don't know exactly when that picture was taken either.
I mean, I would imagine, I imagine that it took place at a beauty pageant. If that is her in the background, then it definitely is at a beauty pageant somewhere, like in the West, like near Colorado, I'm sure.
It is crazy uncanny.
Yeah. Which is so, it's just so crazy thinking of like all of the documentaries I've watched on JonBenet Ramsey and like the, like how convinced I've been that that either Patsy or like the brother killed her. Like the amount that I've been fully convinced is like very difficult to bounce back from and consider another alternative.
I bet if we look through enough pictures of JonBenet Ramsey at places, we could find a picture of her in the background.
You don't think like, people are onto that or and trying to do it already?
I bet it's gonna come somewhere. What do you that? Do you think that's her? I'm going crazy over this.
Last night, I literally couldn't stop thinking about it. We found out about it at the office last night, and by 2 o'clock in the morning, when I got back home, I was still just like on a mental monologue of like, "How the fuck could that be? Is that possible? Like, what the fuck?"
Oh my God, I don't know.
It gave me such actual goosebumps when I saw the photo. It freaked me out. Because, like, I never knew a woman could be so evil. I don't know. I just always thought that, like, that was some man shit to, like, be, like, to be, like, that evil.
For the men. We're supposed to, as a little girl, you're, like, taught, like, if you get lost, like, go to a woman.
Yeah.
Like, weird shit like that. But no, I mean... I don't know. I don't know about this. This is sketchy. What's JonBenet Ramsey's mom's name?
Patsy Ramsey.
Joan.
You know
Patsy
why?
Ramsey.
You know, this is a sad fact. The reason why I know that, but I just watched so much Dance Moms that I know for a fact that Black Patsy on Dance Moms, she's calling herself Patsy because she like thinks of herself as the Black Patsy Ramsey,
a pageant mom.
Yeah, like a stage God. Mom. I'm like, does that make your daughter the Black JonBenet Ramsey? Because I don't think anybody wants to be that, like, at all. What's happened? Like, why would you name yourself that? That's crazy.
She kind of looks like Giselle. Patsy Ramsey. They kind of look related. In a weird, not... okay. That has nothing to... That would be crazy, right? If they're related. We found
well, it's
out.
Funny. I definitely read that her... the lawyer that represented Ghislaine and the works at the same law firm as the lawyer that represented John and Patsy Ramsey.
Interesting. Really?
But also, yeah, but then there's also like a lot of people making the argument that like this particular law firm is just really they get hired for like a lot of high profile cases. So like it almost just says more about them being really good and known for that kind of thing than it says about a connection between those people. But
true.
It's still interesting. It's a possible connection, I guess.
So Alex, I don't really want to fuck you up with this next segment because it's going to.
Okay.
It's going to fuck you up. There's nothing else to say about it. It just is. The CIA has released some documents. Have you heard about this yet?
I have. I think you briefly mentioned it last week on the show.
Yes.
And then I did attempt to look at them up, but like, man, like CIA speak gets old just like a couple sentences in.
Oh,
I sat
and read through it for an hour.
I'm really impressed because I started reading it and I was like, oh, I'm not an agent.
And I think that's what they, and I kept reading it because I was like, I think that's what they do on purpose.
Yeah, they write it like,
made it like
so
boring
that,
in the beginning. They're like, blah, they're like, and the power to the third. And if you mix the rice with 2/3 powdered aliens are real. And then you put in 3/3 cup of sugar. Everything is burning. Then you put in 2/9 quarts, and then they name it like the expansula process. And you're like, I don't want to read that. And that's how they do it.
Yeah, I think. I really looked at it like just some kind of book report that I didn't want to do. And, you know, I figured if you read it, then that would be enough for us.
Well, I sent it to Bobby, so maybe we can go over it together. But let me give you a little... summary of what the deal is. The CIA, yes, CIA, yes, this is from CIA.gov, literally the CIA's website has released a document, which I believe they released on like September 12th. After September 11th or something like that.
2001 or like this year?
Wait. I believe so. I believe 2001.
Okay.
We'll have to double check that. I think it's on the document. But they released a document saying that like manifestation is real and that the universe is just a simulation and everything you have in your life was made from your mind and that like anyone can change anything and that we can literally leave our bodies whenever we want if we meditate the right way and it teaches us exactly how to and we can travel and that ghosts aren't real and they're just people who have left their bodies. Like they're just people who are astro surfing or whatever it's called. And that you can travel. And like, that people can move things with their mind, all in the document, all in the 29 pages. People can move things with their mind officially.
I feel like at a certain point in my life, I would have been shocked to hear all of this. But at this point in my life, I feel like I don't even like I'm surprised that the CIA is saying it. But like, I don't even need the CIA to tell me any of that. I feel like I that's all true for sure. And I know it, you know?
I thought it was always like, it's crazy because I've always heard people say like, oh, I meditated and I left my body or like weird things like that. We've talked about on the show and I've always like sort of believed it, but I've always been like, maybe it's some hippie shit too. But then now that they came out with the document, I'm like, holy shit, everybody was telling the truth the whole time.
Yeah. I've also like heard of people being able to move things with with their minds, although that's like one of the things that I find way more difficult to believe. Like, I feel like if that's possible, it takes like such an insane amount of like practice that most people in their lifetime won't achieve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like, it said that like they brought in a certain amount of people into the room and it said something that were like 15 or 30 participants and only like 6 of them could do it. And then in particular, there's one 26-year-old male who, out of like 30 attempts, 17 times made something that was in a glass bottle jump out of the glass bottle without breaking the glass or opening it. And they got it on video and everything. 17 times out of 30, he could do it.
So like there's like actual like Matildas in the world is what you're telling me?
There's real Matildas. When I was staring at glasses when I was younger, like,
you like you should
make them move.
You could have focused a little harder and like worked a little harder and done it.
I was probably onto something.
Yeah, I used to do it too. I used to sit there and like stare and like use all like fucking hurt my brain somehow just by staring too hard at something. You could actually give yourself a headache by giving something too much focus, I swear.
You know, one time it worked. Let me tell you, one time I did it and it worked. But I realized why it worked like as I got older. And I thought for a long time that I did have powers. And I was staring at a glass and I was like, move the glass. And then it started moving across the table. And I was like, freaked myself out. And I didn't try it again for a very, very long time because I was like, I'm really magic. Like, I can really move things. And I was really nervous. And
I have to be responsible about this power.
Right. And then years later, I saw someone put a glass down on condensation and it slid the same way over the water. And I was like, I think that's what happened, that I had powers that day.
But what amazing timing. Like, maybe the condensation helped it slip, but maybe your mind gave it that original push, you know?
I think so, and that could be true. Maybe like, it was about the energy of
maybe
the
like
water was already there, but maybe the cup just slightly touched the water because I was just willing it.
Yeah, like maybe when like in times past when you tried to do it, you were moving the cup, but you just weren't moving it enough for it to actually move. Like there was friction on the table or whatever. And that one time, you pulled off some magic and slid it right into the water. I like that idea.
Yep. All right, you guys, let's take a second from the podcast because I really want to talk about our sponsors, Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams specialize in extraordinary CBD rich hemp flower, aka bud, and pre-roll CBD joints. I mean, Alex, we started smoking these CBD joints and I feel like for me personally, I can't go back. I love them. I think they're perfect. I'm staying with my family right now. They're perfect to have like around the family. If you want to light up, I love just lighting up a CBD joint with my mom. Like, it's a great time. It makes her feel good. It makes me feel good.
It makes your mother more tolerable. This is something that I've noticed from Cushy Dreams in particular.
It has really
softened my relationship with my mom. It's made her a lot easier to be around. Like, when she's being annoying, I just light it up, I take a hit, and I pass it to her. And she's just so much more pleasant afterward. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Huge endorsement. I
love it. Huge endorsement. And Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. They're shipping legally right now to all 50 states, people. Join the group of men and women who want to smoke their CBD. As a Gas Digital listener, you probably know about the great effects of CBD and Cushy Dreams. So smoke your CBD because you can.
Guys, this stuff is grown in California and Oregon. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. The attention to detail is noticeable in every single beautiful flower. It's 100% hand-trimmed and never machine-trimmed, and they take the artisan approach, which means that every run is small batch. Cushy Dreams has CBD flower and pre-rolls that come in specific indica and sativa blends like Energy, Hustle, and Dream. Go to CushyDreams.com and at checkout, use promo code TOPIX, T-O-P-I-X, for 20% off your first order. This is an exclusive discount for Gas Digital listeners, and there's absolutely no better offer out there. Smoke your CBD because you can. All right, let's get back to the show.
Sorry, I'm eating pizza.
No, I expected it. It's just like, I'm impressed with you. You're always doing something.
You're so nice the way you insult me. I would say that's passive aggressive, but I'm too narcissistic, so I'm taking it as a compliment.
I feel like I've gotten really good at expressing things in a way that make people feel like pretty good about it no matter what, and I still got out how I feel, you know?
It works.
That's not bad.
Oh my God, is this crust stuffed with cheese? Sorry.
I want to tell you, I meant to say this earlier, but when Becky and her husband were over my house the other day, I had like I whipped my rollerblades out and they had their bikes on them and they were like, let's just go like around the neighborhood for a little bit. And it was really nice. There's like fireworks. We're going around the block. It's not going too badly. But then they go down this little hill and across the street and they start to go up a hill on the next street.
Oh no.
I'm just not thinking. I'm like kind of getting left behind by them because they're on bikes. So I kind of rush to catch up and I get about 3/4 of the way up this hill before I catch up with them. And I was like, guys, I think we should turn back because I haven't gone this far before and I don't know how like rickety the streets are on the other side. And I'm just nervous that I'm going to fall because I'm kind of a beginner. And they were like, all right, yeah, we could turn around and go back. And specifically, Becky's husband was like, oh, this will actually be a really fun block for you to go down. And I believed him. I believed him.
You made the mistake.
Yeah, and I turned around. I barely even pushed off. I knew not to really push off because I could see that the hill was a little – just it looked a little bit steeper than anything I had done before, but it didn't actually look that bad.
Right. But if a man tells you something's going to be fun, you're usually going to get hurt.
Dude, I started going so fast, so fucking quickly to the point where like I bent my knees and I was like, all right, lean forward and bend your knees. But like, that's all you could do right now. Like I had the thought in my mind of trying to zigzag down the road. But I remembered that I'm not even advanced enough to zigzag, like especially not at the speed that I had already hit. I was like going too fast to try to zigzag for the very first time in my life.
Right.
And I started yelling for help. I was like, help, help. I really need help. And these two are laughing behind me.
No.
As if I'm some kind of jokester in this moment. And they let me keep going for like another 25, 30 feet. And then I think they were watching me. I don't know. They were behind me, so I couldn't see. But I imagine that they were watching me and it hit them both at the same time. Because they both
went. That you weren't there.
Yeah, that I was not okay. Because they went, wait, really? And I was like, yes, 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 yes. I remember I was just rolling down the block and I just kept saying the word yes over and over again.
In case they
weren't taking me seriously. I was like, yes, 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 I need help. I need help right now. I need help right now. I kept going faster and faster. And And they biked up to me and they were like, lean forward and put your arms back. And I threw my arms back and they grabbed my arms and very safely stopped me. But I haven't put the skates on since then because holy shit. Holy shit.
Wait, that is exactly the way Becky and her husband would save someone.
Right?
I don't know what else to say about the entire story, but it is so Becky of her and her husband to come up at the same time with their like mat. I could see them with like the same bike but different colors, like each to their own style.
Pretty much. They both have like old-fashioned bikes, obviously. It's like very classical. Like it's great.
They're like the beach cruisers.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, not for you, but for them.
I mean, I was going so fast that I could feel like a rumbling in my skates that I wasn't used to. Like, it almost felt like my skates had become...
a rumbling, a tumbling.
Like, my skates had become vibrators on my feet. And it was vibrating up through my knees.
You're losing control. You're like... Ugh.
It was fucking scary, man. I'm
proud of you for hanging in there, though.
Whew. I literally got halfway... As soon as I got down the block, I took the skates off and walked the rest of the way home. I was like, I cannot have these on for another moment.
Mm-mm.
Woof. Anyway,
right.
Back to pedophilia or what?
I mean, how many kids do we got to poke on our podcast verbally? Seriously. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, pedophilia is alive and well. I'm a surfer. Pedophilia is alive and well.
Do you think, how do you see this situation panning out with Ghislaine? So she's been moved once already, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that she was originally taken to the same prison that Epstein killed himself in,
mm-hmm.
Which is a really psychotic move on behalf of whoever decides who goes to what jail. I guess like, that would be the judge. Yeah. I don't know who does that, but why?
That's kind of fun. I like that.
And then... Did she get moved from there or to there? I'm not sure what the story is, but I thought she was like moved at some point. Because I'm going to be really upset if this bitch ends up dead. I really am. I want the story. I need the people who have the full story to not continue dying. Otherwise, we're never going to get the full story.
She's been moved to a federal jail in Brooklyn.
All right.
Brooklyn? She's in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn? I didn't even know Brooklyn had jails. Like, federal jails in Brooklyn? Like, in hipster town?
I didn't know, like, it's weird that she's in Brooklyn.
Where's the jail in Brooklyn? It's like, I never passed it, you know? Like,
yeah, what the fuck is it? Do they sell IPAs there?
Is there, like, housing near the jail? Like, how close in Brooklyn could you live to the federal prison?
You can get a kombucha at that jail.
it's right next to Sunset Park, between South Slope and Sunset Park.
It's amazing how in a city like this, the federal jail could just blend in. Just blends in with the other buildings.
Instead of solitary confinement.
It's actually a very
sound bowl.
Nice looking building.
That's a beautiful prison, if I do say so myself.
A college dorm. That's gorgeous. I want to go to prison there right now.
Honestly, Ghislaine, you keep getting the
it's
best.
It's right on
the
water too, so it's really nice.
I'll bet she's got a fucking waterfront cell with a balcony.
I bet she gets room service.
God damn it, Ghislaine.
I'm upset.
You don't deserve any of this. She deserves a dungeon cell, not that beautiful prison.
Right, she got the beautiful prison. She's still with Epstein. They share a bed.
Yeah, they've been keeping him in a private room with all of his like amenities that he needs.
Right. You mean 15-year-old girls?
15-year-old girls, you know, an iPad on the fridge, all that kind of shit.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I greatly, greatly hope that nothing happens to her just because goddamn, like
The story.
I want the entire story. I want the story from beginning to end. I want everybody involved. I want them all. If people are going to kill themselves, I need everybody to be involved. You know, I want.
Right.
Let's have them mass suicide themselves, rather than sending them to like death row or something. That'd be kind of fun. Like, we could agree. Figure out everyone's identity and then feed them the Kool-Aid.
I love it. I actually love it.
I don't hate that at all. And also, like, you could also put them through a whole cult experience first where you could, I feel like sexual molestation is usually a big part of cults, right? So you could molest the molesters at this cult.
Molest the molesters. That's truly like a thing I can get behind.
Yeah, and then you serve them the Kool-Aid and you do like a mass grave. You serve them what?
Anal Kool-Aid.
Oh, that's.
That's gross. How you poison them.
I like that though. Yeah. Are we talking? Hold on, I need to clear this up.
Okay.
When you say anal Kool-Aid, what I picture is like, yeah, it's Kool-Aid. Like, it's the same Kool-Aid that I forget which cult drank Kool-Aid. I feel like I should know that, but it's like the same Kool-Aid that cult drank, right? Except it's like, yeah, you know those like Dr. Schatz things? Like, have you ever like dressed up as Dr. Schatz for Halloween? Yeah,
and the Jell-O shots or whatever they pour in your mouth.
Jell-O shots from like an injection tool. I'm picturing you take one of those tools, you fill it up with Kool-Aid, you inject it into their asses, and it poisons them from the anus up. Is that what you meant by anal Kool-Aid?
You were really, really close. I imagined even worse, though. I imagine this. So, you take one of those. The Kool-Aid is not regular Kool-Aid. It's poison Kool-Aid. One.
Well, you know, it was poison Kool-Aid in my situation, too. I called it regular poison Kool-Aid as, like, I meant, like, it doesn't have anal juice in it. It's just Kool-Aid and poison.
Got it. Okay, so this poison Kool-Aid you put in the syringe, right?
Regular means like anal juice free.
Got it. You put the syringe in the first ass, and then they sort of have to ass human centipede and share it through from ass to ass and blow it out one ass and suck it in the other until they've all been anally Kool-Aid poisoned.
I almost don't know how the tool looks then, because is it like a situation like a double-ended?
The tool only goes for the tool only works for the first person. After that, they're going.
Oh, they're
the
just. Are they just gonna like have their it's assholes French it. Kiss? Basically, they're gonna like have their buttholes
push in a pool,
and they're gonna push poison into one each other's buttholes with a anal French kiss.
Yes, an anal French kiss. Anal French Kool-Aid. And yeah, the last person may not have any poison left, but he will have been seen a lot, so he'll be screwed up in the head anyways.
Yeah, and also I feel like with all of the passing along of like bodily fluids in that scenario, like the very last guy, even if he doesn't get any poison, he definitely gets some kind of disease, like some kind of STD
or something.
Yeah.
At least an itch. So that's what we're doing to all the pedophiles, you guys. Molest the molesters.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that they don't deserve a trial first. They do. But after all that, that's what we should do with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're getting out too easy killing themselves. Like, killing yourself is, like, something that, like, regular depressed people do. Like, what? If you're an evil rapist, you're not allowed to get out like a fucking depressed teenager.
No, don't kill yourself. Save that for the comics. We need that. That's like our like whole thing we do.
Shit. Yeah. I don't know. The world is like, it's pretty fucked up, and it makes me really happy that you could like astral project, because I'm like, it's like, I feel like the astral projection, we're underestimating how awesome that is, that it's like, you know, the government's been like, you could do it too. Cause like now it's coronavirus. Like I have anxieties about the virus coming back, and like, you know, everything's been canceled, and life is much more boring than it was. I haven't been to a good party in months, and it's just nice to know that if I really want to focus and practice, I could literally change.
We could meet up.
My entire life. We could meet up. We could both become rich, live in the same neighborhood in beautiful houses.
You know what I saw?
Hot men. Like, we can do it. We just need to think about it.
I was going
to
make this joke, but I literally saw that people are doing it on TikTok. This girl said that she astral projects and then has lesbian sex with her friends, and then neither of them talk about it in real life.
I have a question. If one person astral
projects... Did you see me wink at you?
I didn't. I looked away. Fuck. I like that. I think we need to meet up in the astral realm, first of all. I'm wondering... I mean, Kim, let's just figure it out when we get there, you know? Kind of get a sense of the mood, what the space looks like, what we've got to work with. And if we did do that, like, wouldn't it technically just be, like, our souls making love, like, which is what we've been doing all along anyway? Like, our bodies have nothing to do with it. It's just our souls making love, which is what this podcast is.
Yeah, our souls will make love once a week. It's called Broad Topics.
It's true. I wonder if both friends have to be meditating and astral projecting at the same time, or if one friend can, like, project to the other friend and kind of have like,
I think they both have to plan it at the same time. I think that what you would do is, like, you plan it like a phone call. You're like, we're going to start meditating at 10, and I'll see you somewhere around 10:30.
What if, like... I feel like it might be possible if one person's asleep, though, and the other person is really good at it, to, like, find somebody in their sleep, maybe.
You, like, tap them.
Right?
Pitch. Come in.
That'd be pretty cool.
Let's do it. Let's astro walk. Let's try it next week.
I know we said on last week's show that we were going to try it over the weekend, and then I ended up just getting so high over the weekend, and I'd come home and be like, should I astral project or should I doodle and watch TikTok?
It's right.
Very difficult. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to meditate in my current state. So,
right.
But I do want to try it. I do want to meet up. Let's make love.
Let's meet up and make love this week.
Yeah. Let's meet up, make love, and also, like, find answers to some of the questions of our life. Like, we'll have the two intentions: to make love and to get answers.
Yeah, and to do a TikTok dance in the Astro Realm, because that's hilarious.
Do you think
we do the Savage together in the Astro Realm as a joke, and that means that the universe has a sense of humor.
Do you think we'll have enough time in the Astro Realm for you to, like, remind me of all the choreography, or do you think we should, like, relearn it in life before we go to the Astro Realm?
No, I think you can hang out for, like, 30 years if you want.
I think it's possible that if I might show up in the astral realm and magically know all the choreography, because, like, it all exists in this realm, you know? Maybe I'll just know
what?
It.
Okay. Sometimes I have moments where I think maybe I disassociate a little bit. Is that what it's called? But I just had this weird moment looking at me and you in this computer that's a galaxy. And, like, yes, I'm sitting in this chair talking to you, but I am also quite literally inside that computer right now in this galaxy next to you.
It's true. I don't know how recently before the show you smoked weed, but I personally really resonate with what you just said right now.
It's like I'm here.
It's like...
But I'm actually there too. Like, I'm there. There's, like, no joke about it. It's live. Look, when I say this, it's live. Like, I'm saying it live. I'm there. Next,
like, Kim, we're saying it together. We're there together.
We're saying it together.
Like, we're there together.
Look. Wait. Touch me. Look.
I love you.
I love you. Wait.
Wait, let's take up the same space. Come over to the left. Oh. Yeah, there. Oh, I miss you. That's pretty amazing. I have a lot of, I don't know if I'm, like, being stupid, but I have so much confidence that you and I could meet up in another realm between
Florida and New York. Let's try it this week.
I have so much confidence, Kim. Like, honestly, I think we could do it. Let's not give up. Like, if we can't do it the first time.
If me and Alex start Broad Topics next week and we both sign on and we're awkward, we fucked.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, it's true. Fuck.
If we astro fuck, I don't know that we're gonna not be able to talk about it on this show. So tune in next week.
Please tune in next week. Because me and Alex are gonna astro fuck
to find out if I astro licked Kim's titties. Okay.
All right, we're gonna see you guys astro next week. Let's finish this next week.
Fuck yeah.
You guys, this was so fun. Alex, this is so fun. Bobby, Francis, we didn't hear much from you this week. You boys were quiet, but we missed you and you we loved you, and the work you did was honest and real.
We're astro fucking over here.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. You can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram or TikTok. I sound 80.
Uh-huh.
Or did you say that last week?
I've done it like 4 or 5 times since I downloaded TikTok. It's bad.
Okay.
It makes you feel like, how embarrassed are you right now? When I said it, I was embarrassed for a good 10 minutes afterward.
I'm ashamed. I'm more ashamed than anything. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon. And Alex, what about you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at I am Alex Scar. Also, make sure you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and subscribe over there with promo code TOPICS, T-O-P-I-X. You're going to get a 14-day free trial with access to every single show on the network. Plus, you'll get a discount when your payments do actually kick in. There's like 8,000 hours of content. More, Bobby? I don't know. There's so much content on this network. It's all really funny. Literally, there's not a show on this network that's not worth watching. So definitely go do that if you're a fan.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.